This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Nepal Communist Party Party Chairman Duo to resolve Karnali Province conflict through talks. Different districts across the country issue restrictive orders to prevent the increasing risk of the coronavirus. And Armenia accuses Azerbaijan of already violating the new ceasefire minutes before being enforced. Now the news in detail. The chairpersons of the Nepal Communist Party, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda, have taken upon themselves to resolve the ongoing dispute seen in the party's Karnali Province Assembly. The dispute surfaced after the lawmakers registered a motion of no confidence against Chief Minister Mahendra Bahadur Sahi. The assembly members have arrived to Kathmandu to meet the party chairs to sort out the problems. According to Karnali Province's lawmaker Gulab Jung Shaha, they met with the party chairman Duo and senior leader Madhav Kumar Nepal to sort out the conflict. Shaha said that he was told that the party chair Oli would now hold talks with another chair Dahal to sort out the dispute. Nepal has recorded 3,167 new cases of the coronavirus. The Kathmandu Valley alone reported 1,746 new cases of the total registered cases yesterday. With this, the total coronavirus cases in the country has reached 129,304. Likewise, additional 1,800 people returned home yesterday after recovering from the coronavirus. Yesterday's recovery has taken the total recovery tally to 89,840 in Nepal. There are more than 37,000 active cases in the country as of now. Similarly, the Health Ministry confirmed 12 more corona-related deaths in various parts of the country yesterday. The number of total deaths has now reached 727 in the country. The Health Ministry has said that the cases of high blood pressure and hypertension have increased in the country due to unhealthy lifestyle and eating habits. On the occasion of the World Hypertension Day yesterday, Health Ministry's Chief Specialist Mahendra Prasad Srestha said that 24% of the total mortality in the country was caused due to hypertension. Different districts have enforced different restrictions to prevent the spread of coronavirus during the festive season. District Administration Office Kanchanpur has restricted devotees to visit the temples for the upcoming Dasain Tihar and Chhat festivals. Only regular worships by the temple priest would be allowed during the festivals. Similarly, Kailali and Parsa districts have also enforced similar measures to control the spread of the coronavirus during the festive season. Main opposition party Nepali Congress has demanded the government to call a special session of the parliament. The party said that the parliament session was needed for holding serious deliberation on the COVID-19 response system. The COVID-19 monitoring committee of the Nepali Congress has concluded that the humanitarian and economic crisis was looming large in the country due to the COVID-19 crisis. The committee submitted a report prepared after observing the efforts undertaken by the government to contain the COVID-19 and treat the infected patients. Party President Shehbaz Dewa had received the report. The government has issued permits for the import, sales and distribution of antiviral drug Remdesivir. Remdesivir is currently being used in treatment of COVID-19 patients in many countries, including Nepal. The Department of Drug Administration has issued permit to two Nepali companies and one Indian company for the import, sales and distribution of the drug. Deputy spokesperson at the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, said that Yeti Pharmasim Distributors Private Limited and Synergy Overseas Private Limited were the two Nepali companies being given the permission. Police in Parsa district have confiscated more than 23 kilograms of gold from Birganj of Parsa district. Organizing a press conference, District Police Office Parsa said that they confiscated the gold yesterday from a flat at the Sri Ganesh apartment in ward number 5 of the Birganj metropolitan city. The market value of the confiscated gold is around 170 million rupees. Parsa police said that the flat from where the gold was confiscated belonged to Ashok Sinha from Bihar, India. Police had kept a watch on the locked flat for 2 days, and as no occupant turned up, the lock of the flat was broken and the contraband was confiscated. The sample of the iron ore extracted from the Dhaubadi iron mine at Nawalparasi district has been found to be of good quality. The government had considered the iron mine to be an important venture. The quality of the ore was found to be of high quality after carrying out tests in Chengdu of China. The industry ministry has already formed the Dhaubadi Iron Company Limited to extract iron ore from the iron mine at Dhaubadi of Eastern Nawalparasi starting from December. Chief Minister of Gandaki State Prithivi Subbagurung has said that the businesses can only sustain when the business persons are able to survive in such pandemic time. While inaugurating the 26th AGM of Restaurant and Bar Association of Pokhara yesterday, Chief Minister Gurung argued that the tourism sector was hit the hardest by the pandemic. He shared that 27 billion rupees was lost daily due to the pandemic in the tourism sector and concerned sites were facing hardship to sustain the business. Chief Minister Gurung further added that he was effortful to address the problems raised by the tourism sector. Construction of the Upper Chamelia project has been initiated after the laying of the foundation stone at the construction site in Darchula district. Chairman of Marma Rural Municipality Jaman Singh Dhami and Api Power Company proprietor Indramani Trital jointly laid the foundation stone to the project to be set up at Ward No. 2 of the Marma Rural Municipality. It is the biggest project to be constructed by the private sector in the far western province. The company has planned to complete the project in 20 months. The total cost of the project is 7.40 billion rupees. Six banks and financial institutions have invested in the project. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Landline phone ma samasya cha.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Samasya postpaid ma ni aayo.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Oho, samjhe. Prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo.
Tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus.
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस्। यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has won a landslide victory in the country's general election. Ardern's central-left Labour Party won 49.1% of the total votes, bringing a projected 64 seats and an outright parliamentary majority. The opposition centre-right National Party won 26.8% in Saturday's poll, just 35 seats in the 120-seat assembly. The poll was originally to be held in September but was postponed by a month after a renewed COVID-19 outbreak. Ahead of yesterday's result, more than a million people had cast ballots in early polling, which opened on 3rd October. New Zealanders were also asked to vote in two referendums alongside the general election. Armenia has accused Azerbaijan of violating a humanitarian ceasefire in the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh within minutes of it coming into force. But an Armenian Defense Ministry spokeswoman said Azerbaijan broke the ceasefire after just 4 minutes by firing artillery, shells and rockets. Azerbaijan is yet to respond to the allegations. Fighting flared last month over a region internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan, but which is run by ethnic Armenians. Hundreds have died in the war. This is the worst violence in the region since a 6-year war over the territory ended with a ceasefire in 1994. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of province number 1, Bagmati province and Gandaki province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain is likely to occur at one or two places of province number 1. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29.8 degrees Celsius and minimum of 15.4 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping, the headlines once again. Nepal Communist Party Chairman Duo to resolve Karnali Province conflict through talks. Different districts across the country issue restrictive orders to prevent the increasing risk of the coronavirus. And Armenia accuses Azerbaijan of already violating the new ceasefire minutes before being enforced. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.